With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama. Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, just launched on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards. Not everyone has what it takes.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
Hello.
Buongiorno.
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 Buongiorno. Grazie.
Grazie, Mala. We need to talk. I'm Carrie, by the way.
Oh, I'm Lara, and you're listening to
Sexy, Unique Podcast. We need to talk about Joe Giudice posted on Instagram, I think either this morning or late last night, of amazing glamour photo of Teresa and then like a weird selfie photo of him, and the caption was, "Teresa Tree and I have nothing to do with this murder, link in bio." And it was in reference
no
it was in reference to that judge in New Jersey whose husband and son got assassinated.
Yeah.
And she was overseeing Epstein's Deutsche Bank thing,
because she was also the judge in their case. Well,
so
no one
people
thought that juicy.
We didn't have anything to do with it.
I love
that's
a glamour
that's a true
shot.
A true mobster.
I know. Also, like, way to be low key.
Yeah.
we have nothing to do with this.
And he said this in all caps. Like, so that means.
So like this in particular.
Yeah.
Other murders? TBD. fair to assume we might have had something to do with it. This murder? No siree.
No siree.
Melania's like, me on the other hand, hey, don't come around here. You gotta have a warrant.
Teresa and I had nothing to do with this murder. Like, look at this photo.
Wait, hold it up to the screen. Wow, Tree looks, they both look incredible. They're hotter than ever. That we know for sure.
Did he make that split screen?
He might have. Did he download the app and like make it? If so, proud of him.
Proud of him. But I...
proud of him and all his hard work. Glad to know that they have nothing to do with this murder.
So in case you missed it, yeah, so this woman, this, it's clearly has something to do with Epstein.
Well, I think that they found out that it was another guy, a person that was about to be on trial or something like that.
Oh.
The Daily Mail had updated it.
So it had nothing to do with Epstein.
I don't think so, but you can never.
I mean, the gunman was dressed like a FedEx guy.
Yeah.
Which is some true.
That's a hit.
Yeah. That's
also, like
villain.
Where do you get like a FedEx uniform?
I mean, that's why I think it's like a high budget assassination.
I'm now trying to find, because they post, there was an update about it that was like, oh yeah, it was a lawyer who had murdered her.
He was a lawyer?
Yeah.
The gunman himself?
Yeah.
Whoa. So it wasn't like a hitman.
It wasn't a hitman, but you just don't know. I mean, he killed himself.
Right, I knew that. But why did he kill her son? That's horrible. He was a freshman in college.
It remains unclear why he wanted to target her and her family. She was presiding over a case he was once involved in, but he was removed from when his client changed her lawyer. This is sketchy, actually. Yeah.
Something ain't right.
1,700 page book titled Stupid Friggin' Fool. And where he talked about her in the book. He wrote like a manifesto.
A manifesto.
1,700 pages. Damn.
Jesus.
What's your secret? How do you do it?
What's your writing?
Damn. What's your... Now he's gone. We'll never know.
But why did he kill her son? To punish her?
TBD.
Her husband lived, I think.
Her husband lives. He's doing well.
Oh, can you imagine? I can't even talk about that. It's fucked up.
No,
but
so sad.
But if it does have something to do with Epstein, it just... What I'm trying to say is Teresa and Joe are culturally relevant.
Yeah. They're a huge part of the culture.
They're like... You know how the Smithsonian deems like movies aesthetically and culturally relevant?
Mm-hmm. Or like Criterion?
Mm-hmm. Their Criterion
really should expand to include reality television and just like TV shows in general. It's lame that people think of them as like lowbrow still. Like if you really look down your nose at people who fuck with reality TV, like...
You can't tell me that early seasons of New York and Atlanta and Beverly Hills aren't
truly
Criterion.
Yeah, they're Criterion for sure.
The New York trip to Morocco when Kelly Benson, when Kelly came charging down the stairs. Dun, 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 dun.
Kelly's general like walking pattern is a charge. She charged out of the womb and has never stopped.
Kelly charged down this at the Riyadh where they're staying. Charged, and you just hear Luann go, "Oh, what's that sound?" Do 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 do. She comes charging in, and later Luann refers to them as her Herman Munster shoes. She said they're Christian Louboutin. She goes, "Well, even Christian Louboutin makes mistakes."
Truer words have never been spoken. Wait, oh my
Sometimes.
God, we also
things that
need,
are expensive
are worse. We also need to talk about Gia Giudice got a nose job. Breaking
it's
news
true.
Out of New
it's
Jersey.
True.
What? New Jersey is dominating the news cycle this past week. Gia posted a picture of her and Tree posing at an event somewhere, and there was speculation that she had gone under the knife, and then she posted on Instagram that yes, in fact, she had gotten a nose job and she'd wanted it for a long time, and now she got it.
She looks great
before though too. G has always been gorgeous.
Totally. Yeah, you know, I think she had a great nose, but if she wanted to do that, then
it's her body, her choice.
I think she has a boyfriend.
Choice. 19 just seems young to get plastic surgery.
I totally agree.
Like your face has not stopped growing.
Yeah.
At least wait until like your mid-20s to really start like moving things around. Because who knows? Wait. Like your nose.
Who
like,
knows? The nose knows.
The nose knows. But like... Congrats to the team on her nose job.
Yeah. No, she's... But it's Teresa and Joe being like, "We love you." Joe's like, "I love my princess." And
love
then
my
she
princess.
Posted,
fat
and then
nose,
she posted a
little
photo
nose.
Of her getting like her pits de
Botox?
Sweat. Yeah.
Ooh.
It's like, there's a photo of her with like... Why am I looking at a 19-year-old girl's Instagram? But
why wouldn't it's your work? It's for work. It's work.
There's
related.
A photo. There's a photo of her like getting with her pit. You have to just see it.
Okay,
I mean,
I'm looking it
truly.
Up.
Also, I was like, "Where's your doctor?" Because I need that.
I would.
Because
I get that. You sweat
a lot. Not from my pits, from my like forehead.
Gia Giudice.
Gia Giudice.
She must be getting discounts.
Do you see it?
Yeah. Have you ever been annoyed about underarm sweat stains on your brand new blouse? Who wrote this copy for her? Brand new blouse? Or white deodorant marks on black outfits? I sure have, but I'm excited to say bye-bye to both. I just got this amazing treatment called Miradry. Ooh, I've never heard of this. This is amazing and new. Permanently reduces sweat in as little as one appointment. Since the treatment was non-surgical, it was quick and easy. I was in and out of the doctor's office in about an hour. Best of all, the results are permanent and immediate, just in time for the summer heat. If you're interested in sweating less and living more too, check out the link in my bio for a free consultation. Okay, this is SponCon. She's also wearing like merch that says sweat less, live more. She's the face of Miradry. This isn't even Botox. It's just like some other thing.
And then she has the geotag. Ew, but...
So she must be getting discounts on... God, she's so beautiful.
She is really pretty. They're really going on her pit in that...
They are. They're pitting... It's a pit down. I would love to get laser hair removal on my armpits.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just get that hair out of there, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then you don't have to worry about it anymore.
What's she getting? Is she like getting it?
It must be some sort of laser thing. It's not a Botox and it doesn't look, it kind of looks like a laser hair removal machine, but it's not either. It's Miradry, Carrie.
But I love I want to go to that place.
Elysium Aesthetics and Vein Care. Let's see. We could.
Elysium.
You know what I really want is what Rinna and Erica Jane got on Beverly Hills recently.
Oh, yeah. You get like abs after like 30 minutes?
Yeah. EMS Sculpt. It just like sucks onto your muscles and then just like contracts them. It's like doing 10,000 sit-ups in half an hour.
It's like 2002 Britney Spears era sit-ups where she said she would do like 1,000 sit-ups a day.
You can go like 3 or 4 times and then you literally have like abs of steel. You can do it to like the back of your arms. You can do it on your butt, obviously. I want you to wrap my full body wrap in one and just jiggle me until I jiggle out of there. With
I want abs. I want like abs on my thigh.
Yeah.
I want shin abs and I want neck abs. There was an amazing Housewives of Atlanta moment where Kim Zolciak was getting sculpted on a bed and she was eating pizza and smoking a cigarette while getting sculpted.
Truly, yes.
She was getting wrapped.
That's all I ever want. I'm jealous of their resources for sure. Elysium Aesthetics also, and Vein Care is right off of the highway, so it's just a quick
I'm also like, Teresa and her family have like not been honoring CDC protocol this summer.
No, they look like they're out and about at all times.
They're at like Tom's River, at their show house. They're like live, laugh, loving.
Yeah, and they're in Seaside Heights. Oh, was she with her? Oh, they're with the cousin.
Where?
Oh, that's Adriana. Oh my God. These girls have grown up before our very eyes.
Right?
But I think she was with, she was with Antonia Gorga.
Where?
In Seaside Heights. She and Tree and Antonia are posing together. It first is a photo of she and Tree at sunset. I think on the 4th of July. Yeah, they're fully not masking.
Wait, I want to see. I want confirmation that she's with her cousin.
Go to her post from. It's just. Are you guys loving this podcast? podcast right now. We're just, this is a Gia report, which actually I'm
she's
loving.
With her cousin.
Yeah, with Antonia. Everyone was on the Jersey Shore.
And Melissa
looks incredible. Joe looks incredible. Everyone's looking fucking flawless.
Aww. She loves a cousin Antonia.
And little baby Adriana. Gia and her little Dior satchel.
Satchel.
Her satchel.
Happy birthday to my gorgeous cousin Gianna. Oh my god, I think she and Gia are close. But no one is closer with Antonia than you know who.
Milan's.
Yeah.
Where is Melania? Melania has a profile too, doesn't she?
Oh yeah. Melania Judice 356.
Oh my god, yeah, I think I follow her. 356. She's not blue checked, which is what the fuck, Instagram.
Yeah.
She has 149,000 followers.
She's
she's the cute lit.
She was the literal cutest baby ever.
The cutest child I've ever, like, brings me so much joy to just watch her at play.
Should we just get into this episode?
Let's get into it, because this is
a Melania heavy episode.
Episodes of the season.
Damn.
True. It was a real, it was deep.
It was deep. It was sad.
It was sad, but also like laugh out loud sad.
Yeah.
Like, I love laughing because it would hurt too much to cry.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes you just need to laugh.
And this episode opened with just a shot of the Pine Barrens, which is when you know things are in a place of darkness.
You don't know the Pine Barrens until you've seen them.
I know. And now I can't unsee them. They show it every episode of Jersey, and I love it.
The real Pine Barrens are in the South.
South Jersey?
Mm-hmm. Right. I'm from South Jersey.
South
from
Jersey,
Philadelphia.
Don't get it twisted.
You don't get a Jersey. You don't get a South Jersey any more than where I'm from. Caroline and Tree. Caroline, Tree, Jack, Melissa, Kathy are all gonna, and their husbands are all gonna do it 5K for something.
Yeah, they're just like decided to do a 5K, which is fine. Also,
what's the reason? What's the charity? It's like something for Valentine's Day.
I think it's just to have something to film. They're like, there's a 5K coming up, we'll film it. But then it happens to be for a charity that they never actually say what the charity is. But also, a 5K is not that hard. It's like 3 miles.
Wasn't it also, it felt very empty, no?
Well, I think that they just got there so late and they didn't actually participate in it. Like, they just showed up. Like, it was so not. Also, Caroline's like, we got to do this. Like, Caroline is lazy.
Caroline's like, Puticon is coming up in 2 weeks. I need to get in shape for it.
Need to get in fighting shape.
And Jacqueline's like, seems like everyone's getting along. Melissa and Teresa and, you know, everyone was having a great time at Richie's birthday party, and then Carolyn goes, that's because Joe Giudice wasn't there.
She hates Joe. She's Everyone hates Juicy. Yeah, there, no one's into him anymore. And I can't say I blame him. He fucking sucks the energy right out of the room. He's bad.
Yeah,
he's a bad guy.
The Giudices are really, they went from being like the darlings to everyone just shitting on them.
Yeah. Like, Tree,
no more than the Manzo.
Tree would be great if, like, she wasn't so invested in, like, the farce that is their marriage at this point.
It's they've really become the laughingstock, and they don't know it.
She should have divorced him now when she still had the chance. I wonder if she would have.
It's because Joe Giudice wasn't there.
It's because Joe Giudice wasn't there. Then Caroline mocks Teresa. That's like a pretty spot on impression of Teresa. And then I was like, oh, the tables have turned. Like, the tides have turned. Like, she is no longer a fan of Joe and Tree.
Caroline?
Yeah. Like, is openly mocking Tree on camera. Like, she's done.
Well, they, I mean, wait till they go to, like, is it this season or the next season when they go to Caroline's gay brother's wedding?
And it must be next season.
Caroline is in hell.
What happens? With the Judas.
Oh, it's next season because, yes. Oh, because of what Teresa writes in her cookbook about everyone.
What did she write about Caroline?
She says Caroline's as Italian as the Olive Garden. And that her kids are like losers and all this mean stuff.
In Fabulosity?
Yeah, Fabulicious.
Fabulicious? God, or no, I just confused my in her fabulous family. Brands.
No, in her family cookbook.
In Skinny Italian?
Oh, maybe it is Fabulicious. And she writes about, like, Chris wanting to open a stripper car wash and how, like, wrong that is for a parent to let your kid want to do that. And, like, Caroline, when you come for my kids, you come for me.
Oh, yeah. You don't bring the kids into it.
No.
It's a surefire way to get on Caroline Manzo's bad side.
Season 4, Teresa's in total shitless territory with Caroline.
Oh, man.
The tides are turning. The time is coming soon. Teresa comes over to Caroline's house. They pull up to her car, and she's sitting in her car doing her makeup. And she's wearing this, like,
in the driveway.
Little pink half fur zip. Half zip.
A really weird fur shrug.
She looks freezing, by the way.
Yeah, it looks cold as hell.
It's like, it's that cold. I could feel that Jersey's northeast cold where it's like pure ice, like in the air.
Yeah, it's a dry cold. The ice is like
a dry cold.
The snow is just like one big crunch.
Yeah.
There's no moisture in the air, and it's just like
zero.
Wind whipping your face and chopping.
Freezer burn.
Whole face cold.
Mm-hmm. Chapped ass.
You don't even be outside for 1 second.
But Teresa's wearing a long sleeve shirt and a little shrug
and high heels.
They go inside. She sees Jacqueline. She goes I need
a hug, and then she hugs Jacqueline and goes, this is what I wanted for my brother.
And Jacqueline like wraps her legs around her.
But I was like, what?
That's, get over that's your brother.
Weird.
Oh my God.
That Meryl Streep where she's going.
Yeah.
Weird. I just appear out of nowhere and go, that's fucking weird. You're bizarre. Your relationship is charged when it doesn't need to be.
You gotta
What's
go
happening
to therapy.
Here? You gotta go to therapy. Something's happening. It's making me really uncomfortable. Ah!
That's every time. Ah!
That's the weird. Please.
Stop it. Stop it.
No. Get away from him. Nope. Get away from her. Stay away from each other. Get away.
Tree makes it weirder than it really needs to be at all times. She's the empress of weird.
She's the empress of ghoulishness. Ghoulish sibling, loaded sibling relationships.
Yeah. Flowers in the attic. Fucking weirdo. Sicko.
Say it. It's bizarre. And
I need a hug.
He's not going to replace the love that you're not feeling from your husband, which is who you really want affection from. Your brother's not there for that. He has his own relationship. And what you're really mad at is your husband, and probably who you're the most mad at is your own dad.
Yeah. Teresa, it's okay that Judice threatened her brother.
Because Joey called him stupid. And he didn't call him stupid. He said, don't be a stupid ass, which is very different.
Caroline goes, real men don't text. And I went, shut up, Caroline.
Don't fight over text.
Happens.
I have to say, I have to be quite honest with you.
No, don't.
I stand with Caroline Manzo on, I would erase like just real men, but like, don't fight over text. Text fighting is so stupid.
No, I agree with that. I'm just saying, don't assume that I think it's very. No, I just think it's like men, real men don't text like this.
Real
like,
men don't fight over text. Do.
Straight guys fight over text.
Lots of people fight over text. I think what you're really saying is just like fighting over text is like really immature.
Yeah. Yeah.
Real men don't fight over text.
Real men don't fight over text.
Text wars are psychotic.
They are.
Just period, fucking call. The end. Just call someone. Literally, yeah. If you really want to open the channels of communication and be as clear as humanly possible and like have a conversation, the best way to do that is to call someone. And then if you really want to get intense in a good way and have the channels of communication blasted open, you should FaceTime someone, because then you can see face to face. You're going to be more respectful with each other and not go saying like fully psychotic text message things that can either get misconstrued or you feel like emboldened to just be a fucking bitch because you don't have to be physically present for what you're saying.
Yeah. Calling someone is an immediate disarming.
Yeah. And you can just talk.
Or if you want to be totally psycho, drive to their house, park in front of their house,
driveway,
bang on their door and say, let's talk it out.
Yeah,
do that's your like makeup dream in the car. Right now, it's like if I'm having like if someone's being passive aggressive with me, I just drive to their fucking house.
Mm-hmm. I did that once in my early 20s. I my best friend at the time just like stopped talking to me when I was announced that I was like moving to Chicago to like go to school. She was like fully ghosted.
You announced?
No, I
You released a press deadline release.
I sent out a press release to all of Oklahoma City, letting them know my next steps. And she just ghosted me. And then after like a few days of not hearing anything, I drove to her house.
Good.
And just like rang the doorbell and hung with her mom in the kitchen until she came home and then was like, hey, what the hell?
Ghosting is psychotic.
Ghosting is psychotic. I understand even being like, I'm sorry, like, I'm just feeling weird about this right now and need to, like, take space, but just, like, a full-blown, like, zero communication, like, dunzo is really too much.
Too much.
Too much, thank you.
Real men don't text like this.
Real men don't fight over text.
Caroline and Jacqueline are like, you gotta just make this right with Melissa and like call her up and be like, we're gonna have peace the next time we see each other. And Teresa's like, yeah I will. And Caroline goes, no, you're gonna call her right now in front of us so we know you did it. And then she's like, fine,
all in the spirit of
it's all in the spirit.
What if I just broke into full-blown like Latin right now?
Espirito.
It's a Spiritus Sancti Melania Patrice Birthday. Melania's birthday is coming up and they don't want another brawl. They're really just anything to not physically brawl at a child event is like
you what everyone's so doing. It doesn't throw punches. Is what they're really trying to go for.
Yeah, so that they don't like shank each other in front of the children.
Which we see later has clearly scarred them.
You think? This is Melania, or Gia rather, is like the literal embodiment of the children were screaming.
And the children were screaming! The children were screaming! The wind came in so hard, I fell back, and the children were screaming! The children were screaming!
Literally Philomena's recap of the christening.
That's Gia's memoir.
Gia's memoir of the christening heard around the world.
So Teresa's like, fine. So she calls Melissa, puts her in speaker in her bejeweled BlackBerry. And she goes, Melissa, hi, it's Teresa. And I'm like, clearly she fucking knows who you. Teresa always announces herself.
Yeah, like as though no one knows. But maybe she's calling from like a blocked number all the time.
Yeah, that's true.
She could be like calling from like a private number. So she's like not tracked down. Like, I wouldn't put it past her to have like her phone records like locked up so that people can't like track them.
She changes her number every week.
Yeah, she's what a shady, like she's in peak legal shadiness right now. So
I bet Teresa prank calls.
Hello?
I bet she calls like Kathy and says like, "You're gonna fucking die."
Slap. And then like hangs up.
Yeah. She's like, "We need to make it good. I need to talk to my husband. You have to talk to yours." And then she, and it's like, okay, good, good, good. And then she, something, one word turns the whole thing. She's like, "Well, it is your, it is, you got to tell Joe to lay off."
And it truly is like, just like,
excuse me?
The drama starts all over again.
It's so stressful to watch Teresa just like be unable to have like.
She cannot
help herself. Like,
un-Momo. She goes immediately to a place of Momo. All it takes is literally, like you said, one word.
Yeah.
Like Melissa can say, okay, and Teresa processes that and like the wrong, like the inflection was wrong. And her Momo meter goes and like all the way to the edge. And then she goes immediately into the Momo zone.
She says, you know, it was nice to finally get to one of those. Like a book signing, and Teresa's like, "Wow, you know, that's why Joe was upset with you guys." Because, and it's like she, you see Caroline and Jacqueline just be like, "No, stop."
Like, also, this isn't about that. Like, just you got what you wanted, which is you invited them. They showed up and supported you, and like your husband was the one acting like a fucking dick. So, like,
yeah, her displaced rage.
Yeah, and I just wrote, God, Melissa is a saint. I'd flip out.
Yeah.
Tree, it takes a lot to ignite my place of Momo, but Teresa could definitely do it.
Mm. I just wrote, Teresa's a fucking animal. It's true. They're like animals.
She is, yeah.
Her and Joe are like, they're like, any movement, they're like, "Molly!"
They only care about themselves. They're scrambling. Also, it's like, it's a true house of cards that's fought. Like, it's like, what's done is done. Like, the writing is on the wall. The jig is up.
The dominoes are falling.
Yeah, everyone's got your number. And, like, instead of just solely focusing on yourselves and your anger with other people and trying to blame them, like, think about your children right now and how they're processing all of this, because they're the ones that are going to be irreparably damaged from your behavior.
Yeah.
They have the most to lose.
Fuck. So then we cut to a functional household, the Wakilis, and Kathy and Rich are getting ready for
the old 5K.
And Kathy goes, "This Italian runs." About herself.
She goes, "I did some research and found out it was raising money for people with disabilities." And I was like, good on you. Then it cuts to Jacqueline and Chris. And Chris goes, "What's this for again?" And Jacqueline goes, "It's for disabled." And I was like, oh, all right, Jacqueline.
She goes, "It's for disabled." She goes, "Can't we just give him money and not run?"
You could. Then it's the morning of the 5K.
It's the morning of a frosty, bitterly cold morning.
Nothing like running a 5K when your lungs are just like iced out.
Nothing like waking up in the dead of pre-dawn in the winter when it's pitch black outside.
At 6:30 a.m. when it's chilly as fuck outside.
Teresa has the runs. Let me just say something. Something is going on in that house, because there's the Judice gut issues or my issues, because I feel like there's something in the water in that, under like the creek and where they get their water from. Like there's some Giardia or some kind of shit.
I was gonna say they either all have Giardia or they have just like, they're having like stress diarrhea, all of them, because of all the like discontent that their family is experiencing.
I, as someone who has stomach issues sometimes, I felt for them.
Yeah. And also it's like, it's hard to watch people that have no kind of consciousness of what they're going through be so like obviously afflicted in like in the sense physical. That they're even like manifesting physical symptoms of like deep family pain and stress and like not and they're not even there's no acknowledgement or consciousness of it. It's like that feels
spiritual giardia.
Yeah, they have spiritual giardia. It does not feel necessarily great to watch.
No, and like Gia getting sick on Christmas, like that was probably, she probably is having like...
That was spiritual giardia for sure. Like,
Screaming Eagle, orange sauce, on fish with orange sauce, but just of the spirit.
Yeah. Because
she's probably like, oh my God, my family, like, she's probably like, are we going to go to jail? Like, she probably is like confused. She's like, are we going to get killed? Like,
so stressed.
She's probably afraid.
You know that Tree probably tells her too much, like, about what's going on.
Confides in her.
Yeah.
Like I need you need to help me raise your sisters, that kind of thing.
Yeah. And she's the oldest, right? So it's like already you're going to have a lot of responsibilities put onto you.
Yeah. The burden.
And then also it's like, there's lots of like holiday stress. Joe is like fucking comatose on the couch on Christmas. Like we all saw he was like barely even participating. He's hungover as fuck. He's drinking too much.
Teresa tries to get him up and she's like, oh, I went to the bathroom already. And he's like, you go to the bathroom already? And she goes, many times. And he goes,
I got the runs.
But it was when it comes to stomach issues, Joe actually was showing her like compassion in this moment. It was like the one time he's like being sweet to her. He's like, oh no. He's like, it's going to be hard for you to run with that.
did you saw that as compassion?
Not compassion, just like.
He can like hear it.
No, I just, it was
and
like.
Go the through one the time, sympathy motions.
No, just the, it was maybe not compassion, but the one time where he was like actually engaged without being like, I don't care.
Shut up, Tree. He
didn't tell her to shut up or say, like, get out of my... He was like, oh, no. He's like, you got the runs?
He goes, you better bring a toilet with you.
Yeah.
Cool advice. Thanks, Joe. And then he tells Chris Larita that he's going to bring sausage and wine to the run.
Yeah.
I love it. Like, it... Nothing like just some hearty sausage and wine.
Yeah.
Right after a 5K. Right after you've busted your ass in the bitter cold running 3 miles.
Yeah.
What I would want the most is some sausage followed by just a big old glass of red wine.
Yeah.
10 a.m.
You see him like. It's like Delicatessen, the movie. You see Joe like turning the wheel like a monkey, you know, one of those like music boxes.
Sausage. Oh, but Tree, I gotta get this sausage chopped up. Come on. I love Chris Manzo. Everyone finally, like the Manzo family, like they all rally. And then there's no shots of them like actually in the car, but Chris Manzo is bringing the lols.
Yeah.
Someone was like, Joe's bringing sausage and wine. And someone was like, is that even legal? And he goes, things Joe Giudice doesn't say when leaving the house. Is this legal? And I was like, ooh, slam fucking dunk.
Yeah, they were just, what else? They were on a roll in the car.
My boyfriend, Chris Manzo, he is like, just lines him up and knocks him down. He was like, they're shitting on Teresa's book, Skinny Italian. Yeah, him and Greg together are the comedy tag team duo of the century.
What do they say? They're like,
hey, I'm writing like a math book. I'm gonna call it Stupid Italian. He goes, hey, I'm writing a Kama Sutra book. I'm gonna call it Fucking Italian.
Fucking Italian.
I love it.
They're brutal.
They're brutal, but we love to see it.
We love to see that. Fucking Italian.
Fucking Italian.
When they get to they all gather at I think Jacqueline's house, and Caroline looks like she's in the Blair Witch Project.
She's looking like final scene Blair Witch Project when they're just like standing in a corner.
They keep telling her that she looks like a homeless woman.
Caroline also is like, she's calls not her a homeless dressed woman. In like running clothes. Like she's like weighing herself down. She's wearing like 10 more pounds of clothing. Like if her goal is to like just put one little foot in front of the other and like run the 3 miles or even walk, like she's already getting in her own way. And everyone's like, nice homeless outfit.
They say she's wearing Albert's clothes. I was like, whatever, she's gonna be warm.
Yeah.
And then
she's also like not there to really run. We all know how Caroline feels about like strenuous physical activity. Like she's not ever gonna do it.
Well, Teresa's like mentioning who's gonna be there, and she's like, and Caroline, and Joe Judas goes, when the hell did she ever run?
Caroline takes life at a slow pace, and that's kind that's of what okay. I like about her. Yeah, like she's just like, she's taking it one day at a time. She's shaving her face in the shower, and she's just like, she's slow and steady wins the race.
You know, if I like to run, but I would have been really cold, and I probably would have walked with Caroline too.
I would have run. Because in that scenario, I get a little bit competitive, and then plus it's so cold, like you want to heat up.
I know, but I used to take a stroll. In gym class when I was like walk the track with the girls.
Ugh, God, remember in gym class they all make you.
I was an athlete, like I was a swimmer, but like I at school I just was like, I don't want to do anything.
Yeah.
Because our gym classes were scary, because when I went to a public high school for 2 years in my town, and then I switched to a Catholic school for the last 2 years, but our gym class was like every grade in one class. So like you were playing dodgeball against senior boys who were really mean and terrifying. And they were scary. And like the seniors were like really intense. And like, I was terrified, and like, they were always trying to like hurt the freshmen.
I don't like that.
So I would just like run track, like walk on the track with like some of the girls in my class, or like this kid who like was in a Beatles cover band.
Love.
Like, and talk about like the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Like the devil and stuff.
That's chill. I would not want to play with like seniors.
No! I'm not going to play with a guy who like was the quarterback of the football team who was like chucking balls at you.
No. Like, also, like, all the senior girls were so mean when I was a freshman.
Yeah, they were all mean. And the gym teacher at that school was, like, really into, like, being cool with the seniors. She was, like, young. Great. So she was, like, friends with all them, and, like, was going to let anything slide. So, like, she was not an ally.
She's not an ally.
She sure as hell wasn't help. So you were on your fucking own.
Yeah. That's a take to the track with the girls scenario for sure.
Yeah. I'm going to go on this track. It was like, you either play or die. You either play or you either walk the track, or you're going to end up.
You're going to get your fucking brains bashed in.
And then you have to like change in the locker room with these senior boys. No, 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 no.
Oh, yeah.
I was like,
be traumatizing.
Shakily putting my deodorant on. No. I have to hold my breath, because if I breathe, they'll call me faggot.
I just did cross country freshman year.
Not even having a senior sister was did not guarantee you any safety.
Ugh, that's fucked up. Because you would think that if you had just like a senior sibling, then you would be safe.
Well, God love my sister. She had a tough time in high school too. So she was dealing with her own shit. So yeah. People were mean to her too.
I didn't do myself any favors pre-high school, because I did leak someone's cyber sex. Which I'm not proud of. It's a shame of mine. I cyber bullied and leaked like cyber sex. like a cyber sex conversation back and forth of another girl in my grade, and then her sister and all her sister's friends were like popular senior girls, so like obviously they really hated me and were gonna like take it out, and I deserved it. It was a fucked up thing to do.
Did you get bullied?
Yeah.
Damn, Laura.
I got bullied, but not too hard. And then, like, I ran cross country and was like JV cross country. And then all the, which is why I like know so much about 5Ks, but then why I'm like a 5K master. But then all the, like, the varsity cross country girls would take out the JV girls at like the end of the season and then like purposefully get them like blackout drunk so we'd embarrass ourselves. And so they did that. I embarrassed myself and then like myself. And then after that, like people left me alone.
Yeah, I think I was a good swimmer. So I think that helped me a little, like just being like, I had some necessity, you know, in this school. Like I served some kind of purpose.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I wasn't bullied that. I mean, I was bullied by guys in my grade, but like I was more just invisible.
Yeah, I was never like maybe crazily bullied until like junior year when I
would just be like told that I was like, yeah. You switched junior year too?
Mm-hmm. I switched Same. To a Catholic school in my junior year.
Same. All boys school, baby.
Mine was co-ed.
Mine was all boys, and I ate for the first week. I ate in the stall,
I
ate at a table with random people, and then went and like hung out in the bathroom.
Oh my god, me too. We literally led parallel lives.
We did.
I only lasted 3 months before I got kicked out. But
I wish you had been in my all boys school.
I wish I had too. Those 3 months were some of the worst of my entire life on this planet.
I had a great time at my. I ended up having a great time at that school, but in the beginning it was scary. I was less bullied at that school than I was at the school I grew up going to. Fucking hell.
It's true hell.
Yeah. Gym class was awful. Playing baseball at gym.
Playing softball, going from slow pitch to fast pitch was a hell that I've never experienced before. I hate
in middle school gym class, softball. we had a gym teacher who would pitch to us, and he was like the baseball. He was scary, and I was
fast
like,
fast pitch is an. I would rather have an overhead fast pitch than the crazy softball underhand fast pitch. Why they make women do that is truly the devil's doing.
Yeah, that it's whenever I see a softball pitcher winding up and wheeling and dealing her, I'm like, how does her arm not fly off?
My shoulder would literally crack and just dangle.
Jeez.
But yeah, high school, glad to be out of it.
Glad to not be there ever again.
Oh, so glad.
Just don't go to high school is what I'm saying.
Literally drop out of high school and get your GED. You might as well at this point, like if you're listening and you're in your junior or senior year, what are you going to get out of like this? Also,
do we have teen listeners? I think we do.
Minor listeners. If you're a minor, welcome. Welcome here. And to my teen listeners, we love you. We accept you.
We support you. And we
support you.
We're sorry that you have to inherit this horrible world.
I'm sorry that you have to be remote learning, but maybe if COVID had happened during my high school and then it was just remote learning, I probably would have downward spiraled way faster than like actually having to like go to school.
No, go to high school if you can.
I mean, I guess go to high school, but also, I mean, do you get points off of like college applications if you're applying with a GED as opposed to like a high school diploma?
I don't know how that works.
Do people look down on GEDs? I just think of it as like a fast track.
I think it's just as important.
I don't know. I feel for you. Just take it one day at a time and know that it will all be over eventually.
It'll all
and
be you'll over.
Never have to go back.
You'll never have to deal with high school ever. Well, that's not true. I mean, everything is.
Life is kind of high school-y, but.
But being in that literal space, you won't have to deal with it.
Yeah. And then you'll be free. And people that are like fucking killing it at high school
are going to be in QAnon one day.
Yeah. Are going to be telling QAnon, the truth about COVID.
QAnon is literally like either virgins or people who peaked in high school.
QAnon, I really didn't understand like what they were all about. And I still kind of don't until recently when a friend of the pod, Ryan Bailey, like was just giving me like a run through of like QAnon theories. And I was just like, wait, really? Like, wild.
Yeah. But I've noticed a lot of people who were popular in my, not a lot, but a few people who were popular and growing up in my town are all like plandemic truthers.
Really?
I'm just like, this is what happens when you are popular and then never transition from that.
Yeah.
You join a QAnon.
You join QAnon. That's what you bet they have to look forward to. It's a community of true psychopaths.
Yeah. That damn, it's
too psychotic for like Reddit.
Yeah. When Reddit's telling you you're bad.
When Reddit is kicking you out, you know that something is awry.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Underwear drawers are like the Wild West of wardrobes. There's no rhyme or reason to them. Anything goes. When you open that drawer every morning, you have no idea what to expect. But now that I've felt the buttery, soft comfort of MeUndies, my other pairs have got to go because MeUndies are all I reach for. I received the feel-free lace high-waisted brief from MeUndies, and I have to say, I love to sleep in a high-waisted brief, and I also like to wear briefs under dresses. And let me tell you a thing or two about these briefs. They were super comfortable. I love the fabric, and I feel like they will be the perfect accompaniment to a pair of pajamas or an extra large t-shirt. From all black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for every body. MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. And their Move Me activewear collection is the softest activewear on the market. MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all day wear. MeUndies uses sustainably sourced materials and works with partners that care for their workers. Not happy with your first pair of undies? It's on MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/sexy. That's MeUndies.com/sexy for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp? Or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you. Everyone's late for the race.
Yeah.
I love they're just like pre-gaming in the parking lot, like laughing. And then they're like, oh, by the way, we should go to the race.
Yeah. By the way, we got to do this. So they get a little drunk. And I'm assuming it's like a Saturday.
Yeah. This is a Saturday thing. Kathy's a boss. She's there to fucking run.
This She's Italian gonna, runs.
This Italian runs. So she goes and checks in and like hits the road. Joe and Tree, they're also like running, but their relationship becomes like especially sad during the course of this 5K was like their marriage Odyssey. In a nutshell. Yeah.
I wrote this weird silent race. God, it's so freezing.
It is so silent.
They also don't say Teresa's, they say marker NA for Caroline.
Mm-hmm.
Not available. And I was like, Caroline has not allowed anyone to track her.
Caroline, like, didn't register for this race. She's just, like, walking. I'll go there and I'll walk. No one's given me a number.
No trace of me. I will not take a number. Caroline immediately starts walking with Jacqueline and Lauren.
Mm-hmm. And then Tree and Joe start running, but like Tree is like making Joe run, but he hates her for doing it and she won't like go ahead. It's just like the most like codependent, awful.
Mm-hmm. I love the way Teresa runs. She runs like she has to poop.
She runs like how Tony runs when I take him for a walk and he's just kind of like flop running. It's like right pre-squat for a brew.
At one point, Joe, Richie, and Teresa are all running together, and Joe, like, shoves Richie into a snowbank.
Yeah,
I was like, your violent, weird, like, friendship is, like, very loaded and creepy.
It was too aggressive.
Yeah.
Joey Gorga and the brothers Manto all cheat to cross the finish line.
And Greg. Hello, Greg.
Tiny Joey Gorga crossing the finish line was a sexy moment.
It was.
His Italia sweatshirt, his whole 5K getup was really...
Like, did Melissa finish the whole thing? I think she did.
Did she?
Well, and then at one point, Kathy's running, and Kathy's great. She's like running. She's true form when she runs. Like, she's a runner.
Yeah. Italian runs.
Teresa goes, well, Kathy runs all the time and I don't see the weight going off. I'm like,
I don't see it getting any skinnier.
Shut up, Teresa.
Yeah, you're a jealous hater.
Bean.
Sorry that they're in love. She and Richie love each other and are supportive.
And she's gorgeous.
And she's stunningly gorgeous and has a beautiful family.
Who, like, appreciate her.
And they have, like, genuine love for each other.
Hmm. Interesting.
And then Joe Giudice finally crosses the finish line. He meatball rolls across the finish line. And then he's like, I got wine and sausage in the car.
Yeah. I got wine.
Then we cut to Hoboken.
Well, and Dolores was there.
Where was she? I didn't even catch
her. She was running with, I think she was running with Albie.
Oh, wow.
Of course, Albie took it seriously. And then...
Dolores at the end of the recently finish line, got a facelift or like a body lift or something. What did she get?
something. Her son is like an Insta star.
Really? He's an influencer?
Mm-hmm. Side note what? Sorry.
Side note, I just have to say how appreciative I am of Sonia Morgan coming out saying that she got like a neck and lower facelift.
Oh, yeah.
That was a real power move.
So good.
She goes, wouldn't she say, oh my God, she looks incredible too.
She does.
She was like, there's been a lot of speculation around my fresh new look. Wow.
She looks amazing.
She looks fucking stunning.
Good for her.
Yeah. I love it when people are just like straight up about plastic surgery.
At the end of the line, Melissa jumps up on Greg and like he lifts her up and Melissa's like, yee! And then Joe Berger goes, I don't care, you're gay. Get off my wife. And then he jumps up on Greg and I don't know. I don't like the way they all like.
There's a lot of like uncomfortable like gay joking in this episode. Melissa was like, I swear you like guys. You just got to admit it to Joe Gorga.
Maybe he does.
And?
It's like that Azalea Banks where she just goes. And when he says, when they say, will you make music for gay people? And Azalea Banks just goes, okay. And?
And that corn skit.
What's that?
The corn syrup skit. And? Like
oh.
What?
Oh. Jackie Beat. And?
And?
So we cut to Hoboken. The Manzos and Greg are going to have Melissa and Joe over to pregame and then go out in Hoboken.
Their apartment is so wildly decorated. They have a knight statue in the corner. Like, why do they have like a mini knight, like,
I know,
armor?
They say something about like Greg wishing he was Melissa. Greg would just want to wear like pink bikinis and all. And I'm just like, shut up.
Yeah, they clearly like don't know how to like normally interface with a gay person without like really having to talk a lot about how they're gay.
There's and, this whole
like, how people sometimes think like they're gay and talking about like gaydar and stuff. It's very like gay relations 1.0.
Yeah, they're like, do you know when we walk
like,
in?
Gay friend.
They're like, when we walk in the room, can you smell it on us that we're straight? And Greg's like, I don't know. And they're like, well, we got some lewd requests from guys. I'm like, you know, Albie's like sexy with some guy.
Yeah, Albie's definitely given at least a coked out hand job.
Mm-hmm.
Or it got his dick hand jobbed.
Yeah. Totally.
I think Chris Manzo is like very straight, but would probably like let you rim him.
Yeah. Like as a woman.
Yeah. Let a woman rim him. He's never, I don't think he's ever like hooked up with a dude.
But he's fine with, he's like not, he's fine with it.
Yeah.
But Albie seems really uncomfortable with it.
Mm-hmm. Which is why I immediately go to coke hand job.
Melissa and Joe get there and I love Gorga goes right for it and he goes, how do you guys afford this place?
It's and Chris nice. Goes, like that view that they have is a $1 million view.
Yeah. And he goes, oh, well, I bartend on the side. I'm like, okay. And he's like, and then Chris goes, and we have our company with Uncle Chris. And Joe goes, what company is that? And they go, PR, brand management. And he goes, for what? And they go, like this Blackwater. And then Joe Gorga's like, okay. Like, I love Joe just, like, immediately cutting right to it.
Yeah, he's not fucking around. Also, do you think that the Manzos bought that that condo for them?
Yes!
They just bought it, right? It's not, like, a rent.
No, I think it's totally bought.
Yeah, like, it's, like, part of their real estate portfolio.
Yeah.
And then I mean, they're just, like, that letting them live.
That is Scott. Those apartments in Hoboken are, like, those city views of Manhattan are so expensive. It's insane.
Yeah.
Jersey City, like, all those, that, it's very expensive to live there. Then we cut to Lauren and her man Vito. Oof. They're having a quiet night at home at the man at her parents' house, and they're making cheese. And I have to say, Vito has a sexy voice.
Vito does have like a certain gentle sex appeal to him. But also, I was just like, why are you guys at living like you're 55 years old?
I know, they're like making cheese.
Yeah, the cheese, I was like, ooh. I was like, actually, this is kind of sexy. But also, it's just like, I feel they're either having like a sensual, like a low-key, private, sensual-as-fuck relationship, or they're just, like, gorging themselves with charcuterie and, like, sitting on the couch until they pass out in a sea of their own farts. Like, it's...
I think it's both.
It's both? I hope that it's both.
I think that they have, like
I want someone to eat cheese and meat with. Like...
Yeah.
For sure.
We all do.
We all are looking for our charcuterie partners in life, but, like, I also like want, I like want a Joe and Melissa level of like fun.
Definitely. I think they're not, they're very boring, and they definitely are like I felt like my energy. I felt Chris was like talking about how like old they are. And like, I felt like my hope leaving when I was watching them, just because it's like, you could be out right now. Like, you're in your 20s, like, go enjoy like being young and like in a relationship. Like, get drunk.
23.
And they're like making cheese, and he's like, you see the texture? You move it over here.
They're so young. When I was 23, I was like going out to the club and like pissing myself by accident.
Yeah, me too. Like, I was like accidentally doing meth at like a club.
Totally. I for sure was accidentally doing meth, and like, that is what 23 is all about.
Definitely accidentally do meth in North Jersey. Go out and do it.
1000%.
Do meth. But no, they're just, it's like they've like accelerated to like middle-aged,
yeah,
married. Really weird.
It's just like, what? Like,
but it, for some reason, was like a little turned on by Vito with the cheese.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was sensual and soft, and but I'm also like, where do you go from there?
Yeah, you like, get married.
You get married. You have kids. Like, things are only gonna get less sexy over time. But then, yeah. Are people that are together at that young of an age and like go through, like, do they just have like a refresh at 45 or 50 where they then get like slutty with each other? Or is that when typically they get divorced and then the man gets with like a 20-year-old?
I think he's just like old traditional Italian. He's like, I have to marry my wife and like start having babies by 25 and then make cheese and sinks for the rest of my life and like run my dad. Butcher shop.
Cheese in a sink feels really dirty to me.
Yeah.
Couldn't you just put it in a bowl? I'm just saying, like, the kitchen sink is like one of the dirtiest, most germ-ridden places. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Put not nine in a bowl.
Not at Manzo Caroline, though.
I cleaned it.
But. And then Lauren's talking about, like, her struggle with her body image, and she's like, I have two very handsome brothers, and then there's me, the fat sister. And I was like, Lauren, they're not that handsome.
Also, you're sorry, not that fat.
Also, I think Lauren's prettier than anyone in her family.
Yeah, I said Lauren could be hot if she wanted to be. Weight loss not required. Like, she has what it takes to be attractive. The only person that thinks she's unattractive is her.
And her family telling her all this stuff.
Yeah. But,
and I just wrote, am I missing something? Are the Manzos, the boys, like, this They're not that cute. I'm sorry. I don't get it. What is the deal? Like, why are we all like in? They are gaslighting us into thinking Albie and Chris are like JFK and Robert Kennedy.
The children of privilege.
Like, I don't think they're that cute. I'm sorry. I would fuck Chris, but like, I don't think. No.
I'm now Googling Caroline Manzo net worth.
I would fuck Chris Manzo, but like, they all need to stop talking about them like they're like the hunks of town. Right?
Yeah.
Like, they're the most eligible bachelors in Passaic County.
Albert. Okay. So Albert Sr.'s net worth allegedly is 12 mil.
Okay.
Chris Manzo is 1.5 mil.
From the show, probably.
Yeah. Not from Blackwater.
Yeah.
Is Chris Manzo single?
I don't know.
Not aging especially well. Never mind. I choose to remember him.
I choose to remember
him. Wait, also Melissa plays her single for the Brothers Manzo, and that's truly not her voice.
I know, it's a full robot.
I love like having one voice and then pushing play, and it's like a completely different machine.
I know.
No one likes her song. I think it's a fucking banger.
I do too. They go raging.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Gorga's on Greg's shoulders at like all times.
Joe Gorga is the toast of the Hoboken club scene.
He is. They're he so owns fun.
The night.
They're like the best people to go out with.
Truly. Like, he's making everyone laugh. Like, he's making like Chris Manzo like wheeze with laughter. They're just fun.
Melissa tells Greg, though, that he's her best new girlfriend.
Yeah.
And I went,
honey, don't go there. Don't go there, girlfriend.
Then it's next day. It's happy birthday, Melania. 5 years old.
Tree goes, I have a soft spot for Melania. I was like, I hope that you do have a soft spot for your daughter.
I wrote, one of the nannies is going to hang herself out the window like in The Omen.
Yeah, no nanny.
It's all for you, Melania.
Going unscathed in Melania's birthday reign of terror. Melania's so fucking cute. I actually, like, my eyes bleed when she's on the screen.
Teresa dresses her in this cute outfit, but Melania wants to wear a poofy, poofy pink princess dress and has a full tantrum. And at one point, Teresa gives her, like, a hair clip in or a tiara, is it?
Mm-hmm.
And Melania goes, I want to do what I want. And she throws it on the bed.
She throws it on the bed and stomps out of the room, like stomps, closes the door behind her. And then Tree goes looking for it. Tree also just lets Melania like get away with it, especially like on camera. Like, I think it's like she enjoys Melania's antics. Then she goes, Melania, come back. And it goes to find her, and Melania is hiding under the couch like Tony does, where he's half under and half out. He does that under a chair. He'll go front half of his body under the chair with just his legs sticking out.
She's trying to call Pomodoro.
She's on a self her burner phone. She calls 911.
Where are you?
Where are you, you fucking tomato? Get over here. Get over here now. My mom is going fucking bonkers trying to make me wear this fucking dress. I want
to
wear the
I need you to bail
dress.
Me out.
Yeah, get over here. You got to take my mom out. It's time. She's calling ahead.
Oh, no, I can't come there. I'm across the ocean.
Pomodoro goes, no, you only get the one. You only get the one hit for your whole life. You really want to do it now? You're just a young girl. Let me live. I'm all the way in Italy, in the motherland. Please, the old country is called to me.
Oh.
Melania goes, I've had a fuck enough of her bullshit.
And I had a fuck enough of yours.
And he goes, you watch out. Because your days are numbered, you fucking tomato. I'm going to fucking kill you.
gonna fucking kill you.
You think you're safe in the old country? I'm gonna fucking kill you.
I know people in Santa Catalina.
Hey, you watch your back.
That's in my blood.
I'm gonna fucking have your guts spilled out on the streets. They'll run red with blood. You'll rue the day that you said no to Melania fucking Judice. And she like hangs up.
And she smashes her phone to lose the signal.
Yeah, she destroys her phone.
She was literally hiding under the couch.
She was half under the couch. The front half of her body wasn't, just her legs and that skirt were sticking out. It was a total Tony move. I love her so, so much. Little Milan. She's such a little ham.
And then Teresa's so excited. She's like squealing for Melania when she has her dress on. And then you just see a shot of Gabriella watching from the corner.
Gabriella has gone full Omen. She's mute, just watching, sitting in the corner. She is Suspiria in this moment.
She is truly the lost child.
Yeah, she's just staring. And then Teresa's dressing Melania and she goes, Melania, it's like you're getting married. It's like a wedding gown. And Melania goes, it's not a wedding gown. She goes, I'm not getting married.
Don't tell her that she's getting married. Don't voice that upon her.
Yeah, don't say. I love her like taking a stand. It's not a wedding gown.
She's anti-marriage.
Mm-hmm. She's independent.
We see that the wedding, or the not the wedding, the birthday party is at Joe's Pizza Parlor.
They're cutting corners when it comes to fine. There's no limo this time around.
Joe's setting up with his like assistant at the restaurant. At one point, she's sweeping, and he goes, "Give me the damn thing!" And she goes, "You need to get out of my way."
I love her,
and he does.
Yeah, she was like, "Where's Teresa?" He goes, "You know, Tree, she's always late."
And then I've noticed that whenever Joe talks on the phone, he cups the phone. And I was like, that's probably because the feds watching with long lenses in the bushes won't read his lips.
Yeah, he's fully sketched out.
Yeah. And then they're driving over and Melania is passed out in the back of the car. She is a puppy.
She is a literal puppy.
And then I thought about them on the cruise when she's sleeping at the table at her birthday. She goes, "No!" when they try to pick her up. They have this ornate cake and she's like, "No!"
She can't handle it. She goes so hard. She just wears herself right out. Then it cuts her in the car and she's just like, ugh, like mouth agape. I was dying.
And Teresa just goes, Teresa's like, Melania, I just love you so much, honey. And you see her, she's dead to the world.
She's gone night-night.
And then, so they gather. It's like a really fun birthday, though.
I was into that. Like, I love a pizza party birthday. And also, like, a make-your-own pizza is especially fun. Just, like, kids all crammed in the room together, like, putting cheese and sauce on their pizza.
You can't look at Joe Giudice in a chef hat and not feel delighted.
Yeah, I was like, I forgive you.
And Melania wearing a chef hat. Everyone comes. Caroline, Albert Sr., because he loves those girls.
He loves the girls. And Caroline is kind of sidebarring with, was it Jacqueline? Or who is she talking to? And she's like, I'm afraid for Punta Cana. She goes, I'm a little afraid. I'm going to have my mojito and my cabana, and they can all kill each other.
They're all waiting for Kathy comes with Rich. She goes over and gives Melania a big kiss in the cheek. I was like, that's sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Her little cousin. And Gia's like, where's Uncle Joe?
Oh, yeah, because she said in the car, too, that she has a surprise brewing for the birthday.
She's going to kill everyone.
She's going to detonate the vest.
She's gonna poison the pizza.
Yeah, and then Joe or Tree's like, I'm waiting on them to do the pizzas. And it's like, this is classic Tree, where it's like, You don't have to, no one asks you to wait on them. If they're late, yeah. just do it. Like, you're trying, don't. You're inventing reasons mm-hmm. to be mad and hold grudges against them.
Exactly.
It's like, stop, and then, for the love of fucking God.
They finally come with Antonia, and Teresa goes up to Melissa and she goes, I'm glad he came. And Melissa's like, yeah, me too. I'm like, say you're glad they both came.
Yeah. Like, she's like, from the gentleman. She goes, did you know what time it started? It's like, she just can't help herself.
She can't fucking help herself.
I just can't help myself.
I just can't help myself. Oh, I just can't just help myself.
Can't help myself. Then Joe Giudice is a punk. He won't say hi to the Gorgas.
Such an asshole.
Ugh.
I'm immediately against him again. For he won me over for a split second with his little hat.
Yeah, and then now he goes back to being a punk.
Fucking ass hate
bitch.
Kathy
goes, I don't know what kind of mood Juicy's in at this point. I love her calling him Juicy.
Well, they totally just like
they
have his number
seriously. Yeah, it's like how can you take him seriously? Take cartoon. Seriously. Yeah,
it's so funny.
I love Melania when they sing her happy birthday, give her cake, and then she looks over at Antonia and she goes, want to blow out the candles with me? And then they blew them out together. I was like, you're such a sweetie.
They really are so cute together.
Mm-hmm. And then Gia takes the stage.
Oh my God, Gia sings her song, and it's, if you thought We Are Sisters was painful, by Jillian Staub. That was upbeat and joyful.
Yeah, that was like it was a definite cry. It was a joyful cry for help. It was a desperate, like, reeked of desperation.
Child.
Yeah, like just calling out into the abyss. We are sisters. But like Melania's songwriting and like Gia's songwriting and performance is really like inspired. Like,
it's acapella.
She has like an artistic vision and like perspective that is like natural. Can we play the first song?
Yeah.
First you were one. Then you were two. Like, that is truly.
Then you were three. Then you were four. Now you're five. Like,
I love it.
We are sisters, 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 sisters. We are sisters, sisters, sisters. That's my remix. We are.
You have such muscular legs when you do gymnastics.
Sometimes you just need to rest your toes.
True.
What?
Melania, you have such muscular legs when you do gymnastics. Don't you forget. And then
Gia's sad song. She goes, now I want to do a song for my Zia and Joe and mom.
Just us? Well, yeah.
Okay. Also, Teresa is mortified at this point. You can tell that she's like, nothing good can come of this song, and she's doing her like Teresa laugh that is
a
sign of the beast that nothing is okay.
Wait, why are you crying? I don't cry.
Richie going, she was on such a roll, man.
It's this painful song.
I'm just so emotional.
I don't know. She's amazing.
Fuck Joe Giudice.
Sucks ass. Carolyn, Albert Sr.'s crying.
No, I just want to make sure my dad's not here because then he'll get upset. All right, go. So good.
Waking up in the morning, thinking about so many things. I just wish things would get better. I'm trying to get rid of them, but nothing seems to stay the same. Woke up in the morning, doing my hair, makeup, getting my clothes on. Walking into school, thinking of what is going to happen next. Oh, whoa, things are just caught up in my mind. Just cannot get rid of them. I'm worrying and worrying, I just cannot get rid of this. I cannot take chances, it is just too much. Waking up in the morning, going into school, worrying and worrying, it is just too much. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Caroline goes, she's screaming. She's screaming. They're all like crying. It's like the darkest thing I've ever seen.
One of the darkest moments of all reality shows ever.
Well, also, you see why she's so fixated on Zio Joe is because after she sings her song and starts crying, and Joe Giudice goes, oh, you're so emotional. And then Joe Gorga just goes over and comforts her. Yeah. And that's the difference.
Mm-hmm.
She gets affection from him and cruelty from her own dad.
Yeah. There's a point in the song when Melania is like kind of realizing like it's not like a happy song. Her face.
I saw that too.
Like, what? Hey, what?
Hey.
Hey. Hey.
Way to go. This is about me.
Hey, I thought this was a good jerker. This is a real tear.
We're having pizza here.
It was supposed to be an upbeat, fun pizza party for my birthday.
Yeah, she's just sitting there and you see her go like...
It's really slight, but she just picks up on it. And then everyone is literally like traumatized.
Everyone's so sad. Even Joe Giudice is like, fuck.
Yeah, he's like, damn, I really fucked up this time.
All of Gia's friends are staring at her. And one of the girls goes, Gia, can I get a photo of you? And then Teresa goes over with Joe Gorga and has her arm around him. And she's like, look, mommy and Zio Joe are happy. Everything's fine. And then Gia goes, not for long.
She goes, why don't you act like it? All right, Sarah McLachlan is shaking. Jewel's career is over.
Lisa Loeb, move over.
Yeah, Lisa Loeb. Haven't heard from her since. Gia single-handedly killed like five crooners' careers in a span of 35 seconds.
She's just so sad.
Yeah.
I think the christening really traumatized her.
Yeah, she literally saw like
her grandmother punched a woman.
Her Philomena punched Lisa in the face, and like she saw everyone that she loves like try and brawl to the death, like they all like tried to kill each other. Kathy really hit the nail on the head. She goes, sometimes we need a kid to explain things to us.
Yeah, that was a great quote.
Yeah. And then when Tree is like trying to be like, look, Zio Joe and I are fine, there's this really concerned girl in like a pink jersey with like purple glasses, and she's just like standing next to them, like watching, like go back and forth. Like she's like Gia's support friend.
Everyone had to like explain to their kids about like trauma that night when they all went home.
I'm just obsessed with this like random kind of pudgy girl in the pink jersey, just kind of keeping an eye on things, like just being there. Just to watch. Like, you can tell, like, she's intrigued. But, like, she knows that something's wrong. But, like, is trying to be, like, a good friend. I just, like, love her vibe.
Yeah, it's something none of those kids needed to see.
Worrying and worrying. It is just too much. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah. I, like, first you were one. Then you were two, then you were three, then you were four, now you are five. Melania's just like,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you got that right.
You got that right.
You got that right. I'm fucking five. Your legs are so muscular when you do gymnastics. But sometimes you have to rest your toes. She killed it. She literally, like, warmed up the crowd. She slayed two ballads. She warmed up the crowd so hard, got them all and loose, then, and then brought things crashing down. She literally, she performed, like, the child singing version of Nanette.
Oh, my God. She Nanetted all of us.
She fully Nanetted the whole room.
Yeah. Oh my God. It's so true. God, remember, like, Nanette?
Yeah. She is stage, like, there's stage press. Like, she, I'm telling, like, she's an artist at heart. Like, that truly is, like.
That took major, just, like, she.
Balls, creative license. Yeah.
And just, like, understanding mood and, like, atmosphere and being, like, I'm going to make them think they're safe and then rip their hearts out.
Yeah. And I'm like, I have to, my hat goes off to her. Fucking queen of the pizza party scene. And I hope that she continues to slay in that way.
Yeah.
The rest of her days. Now I guess Melania is the performer in the family.
And then next week is Punta Cana, y'all.
And it just gets worse from there. Unfortunately,
and it just got worse.
This is the precursor to her whole family, like, breaking apart.
Yeah,
but it seems like everyone's doing better now. Hopefully,
I think so.
They're on the Jersey Shore, just like.
Yeah, they're good now.
Yeah, they're good.
Anyway.
Thinking about so many things. Waking up in the morning.
Worry about a thing.
Do my hair and makeup. Get dressed for school. Worrying. It is just too much.
This is just too much. I love that.
Well, stay tuned.
Another week
goes by. This has been, we've been doing this all of quarantine, and quarantine isn't over, and this isn't over.
The longest season ever.
What, I wonder if, like, the end of lockdown will coincide with the end of this season of Jersey and Tough Sicilian Bitches.
No,
COVID will go on.
I think we're going to be in this gray area until next spring.
Love that.
I mean, the vaccine in Oxford is making really good headway.
Yeah.
But it's still going to take like a year to. Yeah.
Yeah. They got to order it and do more tests and trials.
And they have to get like 70% of the world immunized, which is
tall order.
It's a tall order, but it can be done. Stranger Things. I have to say, too, I've been seeing a lot of season 3 content on Instagram. So I think people are tapping into the.
Thank God.
It's in the zeitgeist.
All my bitches, put your hands up.
There's like people outside my window right now.
Peering in. What's he doing in there?
All my bitches, put your hands up.
All my bitches, put your hands in the air. TSB. I want Gia to write a TSB song.
Carrie and Laura, quarantining hard, making it so. It's like they
literally, that is
live
like the
very
trans-
far.
Live very far. No, you can't have anything rhyme. Yeah. That's another sign of true genius, is like no rhymes.
Walking down the street with my mask on, sweating on my face. Wiping my face with a cloth.
Yelling, wearing a mask at strangers. Why won't they wear a mask? Worrying and worrying. It is just too much.
It is just too much. Driving by strangers, yelling them out the window, wear a mask, please. But they still don't wear a mask. Why is it so hard for them to wear a mask?
Worrying.
It is just too much. That is literally a transcript of like what I say in therapy every week.
I know.
Waking up in the morning, thinking about so many things, worrying. It is just too much.
It is just too much.
And my therapist is like, let's unpack that.
Mm.
There's a lot to unpack here. Go into that. Follow Carrie on Instagram at eCarrieO.
Follow Laura on Instagram at Laura's Marie.
Laura's Marie.
I'm almost nearing swipe up status.
You're so fucking close. So follow Carrie so he can
close to 10K.
Get
guys,
you to swipe up.
Get me to 10K. Get me verified.
Get him to 10K.
Me and Laura be verified on Instagram.
Yeah. If you have power and you're listening to this, put your power to some good use and just verify us. Verify Carrie because he uses it way more than I do. Like, he's more active on the platform. But then once you're done verifying him, please verify me.
Verify Carrie first.
Verify him first. He deserves it the most. But then please circle back and verify me. And all my bitches, put your hands in the air for TSB.
Love you lots.
Love you lots. Bye.